New York Democrats try to save face condemning political violence despite history of inciting it. By Hannah Knudsen on April 30, 2026. New York Democrats are trying to save face by condemning the latest assassination attempt on President Donald Trump. Yet they continue to ignore the reality of their past words, inciting such violent behavior while spreading their smears. All eyes were on the White House Correspondents' Association dinner on Saturday as an armed man charged through a magnetometer with the apparent intent to assassinate the president and administration officials. The suspect, Cole Thomas Allen, scheduled his manifesto, which detailed his intentions, to be sent to several individuals during the time of the attack. He wrote in the manifesto that he would go through most everyone here to get to the targets if it were absolutely necessary, and called Trump a pedophile, rapist, and traitor. He also took a selfie roughly 30 minutes prior to the attempted attack, which was thwarted by U.S. Secret Service. Some New York Democrats have condemned the attack yet ignore the words that have come from their own mouths. Representative Laura Gillen, DNY, for instance, wrote following the attack, "Political violence has no place in this country and we must condemn last night's actions targeting officials at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Thank you to the brave Secret Service and law enforcement agents for their quick action that stopped the gunmen and saved lives." However, in January 2024, she falsely asserted that Republicans posed a threat to our democracy itself. Today, dire threats to our democracy loom. Republicans have coronated a speaker who directed the effort to overturn the 2020 election, she wrote at the time. As Johnson's supporter, Anthony Desposito has demonstrated he will not protect and preserve our American democracy. Representative Josh Riley, DNY, also attempted to condemn political violence, stating that it has no place in America. He continued, "I'm grateful to law enforcement, the Secret Service, and all first responders for their swift response during tonight's White House Correspondents' Dinner, and I'm relieved to hear that attendees are safe." Yet in 2022, Riley begged ex-users to retweet his claim that democracy is under assault by extremists more interested in peddling disinformation than solving problems. New York Democrat Representative Tom Suozzi also chimed in, saying after the attempted attack that growing political violence in our nation is alarming and unacceptable. "I am grateful that the president and all attendees are safe. All leaders, on both sides of the aisle, must work to reduce hateful and divisive rhetoric," he said. This is the same Democrat who suggested in 2018 that Americans oppose Trump by force, using the Second Amendment. "It's really a matter of putting public pressure on the president," Suozzi said at the time. "This is where the Second Amendment comes in, quite frankly. Because you know, what if the president was to ignore the courts? What would you do? What would we do?" Potential challengers to Republican Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, are also no strangers to such leftist rhetoric. When asked about who she would want to impeach in Trump's cabinet, Democrat Effie Phillips Daly said in part, "It's like shooting fish in a barrel." Such rhetoric does not faze her, apparently, as she has appeared on the podcast of controversial leftist Hassan Piker, who has openly supported the idea of murdering Trump and other Republicans. Kay Conley, another Democrat challenging Lawler, recently stated that the greatest threat to our country and our future would come from within our own borders, and that is what we are seeing from this administration. Despite this and more of Democrats referring to Trump as a dictator, Nazi, fascist, Hitler, evil person, and more over the last decade, Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, remains in denial, raging after White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt's press conference this week. "She's a stone-cold liar," Jeffries said, asserting that Leavitt was taking Democrats out of context and adding that she had the nerve to stand up there and read talking points being critical of statements all taken out of context that Democrats have made and didn't have a word to say about anything that MAGA extremists have said or done. The left-wing cult of hatred against the president and all of those who support him and work for him has gotten multiple people hurt and killed, and it almost did so again this weekend, Leavitt said during the press conference. Ask yourselves, how different is the rhetoric from this almost assassin than what you read on social media and hear in various forums every single day? She said, referencing the manifesto. The answer, if you're being honest with yourself, is that there is no difference at all. Much of the manifesto of the would-be assassin is indistinguishable from the words that we hear daily from so many. Democrats saying we need to lower the political temperature is like the arsonist blaming the match. National Republican Congressional Committee spokeswoman Maureen O'Toole said in a statement. Their constant fear-mongering and incendiary rhetoric about President Trump and Republicans is what stoked the fire. And until they take accountability for this, the political temperature will never come down, she continued. They are the problem, and we'll make sure voters don't forget it.